Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, nearly a year ago, we spoke on the show to Paul Garner, who's a professor of infectious diseases at the University of Liverpool. Apart from studying COVID, he'd also contracted it, and at the time was in the 19th week of a struggle with long COVID. Now, it's not clear how many people in Ireland have long COVID symptoms. In the UK, one estimate puts it at 1 million people. But the good news is that there seems to be a way out of it. Paul joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, sir.
When we spoke last August, could you describe for us again how you were feeling at that time? What kind of symptoms did you have?
I was absolutely exhausted. I couldn't stay out of bed for more than, I had to rest every 3 hours or so. I was still able to read, and I was still able to do a few things, but I had to keep lying down to give my mind a bit of a rest. I was completely exhausted at the time, and then that sort of morphed into feeling, I felt as though I'd never get better. I got a little bit low. I wasn't really depressed, but I got quite fearful after that, and that went on for some months. And then I actually thought I might not ever get better. Mm. And, I thought maybe this virus had damaged my blood in some way, or it was still in my body, or I was allergic to food. I couldn't make sense of it. And it wasn't until my network of friends put me in touch with somebody who said, look, Paul, I think this is a post-viral syndrome, you've got this fatigue, and actually I believe you're going to get better. And she told me about her story of getting better from after she actually had a chronic fatigue syndrome, ME, and explained how she recovered from it. And suddenly there was hope.
Is there a physical explanation for this? Is it a combination of physiology and psychology? As far as you understand it, what's been going on with you?
So I think it's, I mean, I've been in medicine for a long while, and I've been learning stuff every day about this. And it is, as you say, it's a mixture. So having an explanation of this virus kicking off fatigue alarms in my head that protect your body, and then these becoming sustained, and then believing that I could actually modify the symptoms I was feeling by my attitude to the symptoms, my experience of the symptoms, and being forgiving with myself and having the prospect of recovery is incredibly important. And all of these things really helped over the coming weeks. It was not easy, though. It's complicated. There are occasional little setbacks and so forth. But over time, you get better. And I tell you, just Sean, just knowing and somebody saying to you, look, I think you're going to get better, was very, very powerful and helped me recover.
So specifically in terms of what methods you used to bring yourself to a recovery, was this physical exercise? What kinds of things?
A little bit of several things, really. One was to be look forward to the future. The second was when I got the feelings of fatigue. They're very powerful feelings, but I instead of concentrating on them, I would take myself off in my thoughts to a beautiful island that I was on many years ago. I would not obsess about my symptoms. I had an app prior to this. I was recording my symptoms 4 times a day, and that was making me focus on how ill I felt. I took my Garmin watch off, so I stopped monitoring my body battery. I started trying to find other things to pull my attention away from it. And I know it sounds a little bit unusual, but actually these things do help over time.
And as far as you can ascertain, then physiologically, when you first contracted COVID and you went through the initial physical symptoms, did that leave some lasting effect in your brain, in the sense that it was triggering kind of a fight or flight response or some kind of response that kept telling you were sick?
Yes, I'm sure the virus sets off this stress response in the brain. It puts you on alert. Your heart goes fast. Some people have immune problems in their body, so it does set these things off. But this sort of alarm that is there to protect us sometimes gets a little bit sensitive and a little bit dysfunctional. So it takes time then to kind of reset it, if you like. And people have I'm not saying this works for everyone, and people will have medical issues that will need treatment and so on as they go through. But having a positive approach to recovery can do nothing but help.
Indeed. Now, as you said, you did have setbacks along the way. You poor man, you contracted dengue fever. How did that happen?
Well, that happened because I was lucky enough to have booked a holiday prior to becoming unwell. And so I developed dengue fever when I was out in the Caribbean for a 3-week holiday. And I recovered from that, and that was fine. And then about a month later at Christmas time, my GP phoned me up and said, your liver, there's some enzymes that are a bit disordered in your liver, which you would expect after a viral infection like that. But then I started developing these thoughts. Maybe I really was ill. Maybe the COVID was still there. Maybe the dengue was still damaging me. And those thoughts led to my symptoms and the stress coming back. And I felt very fatigued again, like I'd been given a sleeping tablet. I mean, the symptoms are absolutely real. There is no doubt about it that they're there. But I was able then to say to myself, look, you've been here before, Paul. The disturbance you've got with your autonomic nervous system is perhaps still there. Just try and get yourself up and not think that you can sleep your way out of this. Get up and do some gentle exercise and you'll be better. And by the evening, it had completely gone.
What you experienced, how similar is that to the symptoms of ME and chronic fatigue syndrome?
I mean, there's a lot of discussion about that at the moment. And certainly there has to be some overlap at the very least with the fatigue that people feel after viral infections, chronic fatigue, ME, although it's a disputed area. But certainly there must be some overlap with COVID and these fatigue syndromes. But certainly you can say, I think it's pretty clear, that a lot of long COVID is a post-viral type syndrome, not for the people that have been ventilated in hospital, that's another group. But for a lot of people, it may well turn out that they will get better. They're not going to be ill for life. It's a little bit like glandular fever. I've got friends that have had glandular fever, and it took them a year or two to get better. So I think on the whole, the narrative and this discussion about long COVID sort of damaging all the organs and making people ill for their whole lives, it doesn't always help people recover.
Yes.
And I think people will find that there will be lots and lots more people like me that are recovering now and getting better, and it will settle and go completely.
And as far as you can ascertain, are we talking about largely the same group of symptoms for people who experience long COVID, or can it be quite dramatically different from person to person?
It is very different, and I'm not a specialist in this area, and people are looking at the groups of symptoms. They're all pretty strange, but one of the most universal that people describe is this extreme exhaustion. And I think it's important that people, respect the exhaustion, but don't think you can sort of sleep your way out of it. Early on in the illness, you have to rest your mind and so forth. But as the months go forward, then you should start doing a little bit of gentle walking, taking yourself down to the shops and not retreating from life and not becoming fearful.
Is this, though, do you suspect, a situation where a person mightn't necessarily come to an end point where that's it, I don't have long COVID anymore, but perhaps have to live with, if you get some other infection of some sort, it could prompt similar sort of symptoms.
It's a fair comment, but if you look at people with that have had glandular fever and other post-viral syndromes, quite a lot of them do recover completely. So I'd be optimistic about it. I think that the feeling that the virus has perhaps damaged the tissues in your body is indeed true, but the body heals well, and often these physical damage to the body resolves quite quickly. And then it's just getting your nervous system reset so that you can move forward and go back to your normal lives.
Yeah, it isn't. Like, one of my kids had glandular fever, and he was quite young at the time, but and he was ill for some weeks with it. But then, and he got better. But every year around the time he got the original infection, he would get something for maybe a week or so, similar to what he had originally. And it took years for that to. It felt like it was cycling out of his system somehow.
Yes, I mean, I guess there can be echoes back, a little bit like I experienced being well for 6 weeks and then having the echo back at Christmas time and the stress of what had happened, of hearing that my liver function tests were abnormal. So, and I can't predict what's going to happen for everyone. But generally, things appear to be settling down for people with these post-viral conditions, and their doctors will be able to look after them, and hopefully we'll see the back of this virus and the consequences it has on us all.
Yeah, well, let's certainly hope so. And are you feeling perfectly yourself again now?
Yeah, I'm back to normal. I'm back to normal, and looking forward to the rest of the year.
Paul, thanks very much for speaking with us today, and great to hear that you've made a full recovery. That was Professor Paul Garner there. He's a professor of infectious diseases at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Dean texted in. He's obviously had a similar experience. He says, I've been having almost the same long COVID experience as Dr. Garner. I got infected the same week in March of last year. His first article in The Guardian was a beacon of light for me. I'm now 15 months in and starting to finally see improvement, but it has been a long, long haul, isn't it? Even certainly people who've experienced ME or chronic fatigue syndrome, they are slightly different to each other, would report similar kind of symptoms as well. Crikey. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We are going to take a break.
Moncrief on News Talk.